it could be catastrophic to them. We're talking about temperatures that if somebody's not, if they can't get warm or get in some kind of shelter, because the cold is one thing, but then when the wind starts whipping, it brings that 8 degrees down to minus below zero. We're talking about opportunities for people to die because of the cold weather.
With that, Stuart, how many have come to seek shelter that you normally would not have there? Have you noticed an increase?
Yeah, we have about 44 people that came for Code Blue, and these are men and women that historically do not reside with us because of underlying mental illnesses. They find it very challenging to live in an environment where there are lots of people and where there are rules and there are times that lights go out and things like that, and it's very challenging for them to live in that environment. So they choose not to. They live under the bridges in abandoned buildings and places of that shouldn't be inhabited by human beings, but it's the only place they can afford and that they can find where they can live.
Do you expect to see an increase as well the rest of the week, as you've already seen?
What will happen is, I think the most we've ever gotten at any one time is a little over 50. So I'm guessing with the temperatures staying as cold as they have been over the past few days and continued, we'll probably reach that number, if not exceed that number, over the next few nights. And we're prepared to take twice that many if that's necessary. We will not turn anybody away, absolutely no matter what. If somebody has a hard time here in this larger facility, St. Luke's is a little bit smaller facility and fewer people over there, we'll transport them over there if they're going to feel more comfortable over there. If any women come here, we transport them over to Cornerstone or to St. Luke's, whichever they choose to do. And if there are any married couples that come here, we had one last night, we actually have a separate place for them to stay the night, so they're not commingling in with single people.
Now, are you seeing families?
Yes, we saw one family last night. We saw one mom with a child last night, and we transported them to Cornerstone immediately. They were never intermingled with the rest of the clients here.
It's got to be so difficult to see a child come in from the cold.
I have five children myself, and I just can't imagine it. And I'm just thank God that we're here for them.
Do you actually have people that go out and look for anyone that might be out there trying to survive in the cold?
Yeah, we have a van that actually goes out through the night, and what it does is it's picking people up. And in that van are homeless outreach workers from the Matt Urban Center and also outreach workers from Lakeshore Mental Health. And these men and women on a regular basis are going out into these places under these bridges, and they've built up a relationship with these people and have developed a level of trust. So oftentimes when these men and women aren't willing to come in because of extreme mental illness, they can at least approach them and get them an additional blanket, and we can drop them off some hot chocolate and some sandwiches so they get something to eat. We know there are a number of men and women that will not come in no matter what because they're just too afraid. And they're afraid about losing their shelter that they have gotten. So we make sure that we can do everything for them while if they're staying out there, getting them extra blankets and some food. And it's with the help of the outreach workers from Matt Urban Hope Center and also the outreach workers from Lakeshore Mental Health that we're able to reach this many people.
And thank goodness you're there with your services. Stuart Harper, thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for getting the word out, and this community has been so supportive of what we're doing. We couldn't do it without them, and we're blessed for their support.